You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. L&T Construction on Tuesday announced that its power transmission and distribution business has bagged new orders in India and abroad in the range of Rs 1,000 crore to Rs 2,500 crore, the company said in a regulatory filing. On the domestic front, it has secured an order to implement SCADA, DMS and related IT infrastructure for urban area power distribution systems in Gujarat. The scope also involves information storage and retrieval, front-end processing, outage management, network management, dispatcher, training simulation, local data monitoring, etc., with the requisite security systems. Another order has been secured to build a 400 kV double circuit transmission line in Jharkhand. In Middle East, the company has received an order for construction of a 525 kV high-voltage direct current transmission segment. In some more industry news, pharmaceutical company Indoco Remedies on Tuesday posted fiscal first quarter profit at Rs 24.39 crore, down 36.8% as against Rs 38.57 crore during the first quarter of FY23. It posted revenue from operations at Rs 416.81 crore, up 5.5% in comparison to Rs 395.21 crore during the corresponding quarter of last year. The company EBITDA stood at Rs 51.4 crore, down 12% on year. Indoco Remedies posted total income during the quarter at Rs 426.91 crore, up 4.3% as against Rs 409.35 crore during Q1 FY23. However, total expenses during the quarter stood at Rs 393 crore, up 8.9% from Rs 361 crore during Q1 FY23. Meanwhile, Asian Paints on Tuesday posted fiscal first quarter profit at Rs 1574.84 crore, up 52% in comparison to Rs 1036.03 crore during the corresponding quarter of last year, surpassing estimates. It posted revenue from operations at Rs 9,182.31 crore, up 6.7% as against Rs 8,606.94 crore during the first quarter of FY23. The company EBITDA stood at Rs 2,121.2 crore. Asian Paints posted a double-digit volume and healthy value growth in decorative business in India. In the international business, Asian Paints sales decreased by 1.4% to 695.1 crore from 705.2 crore on the back of economic uncertainty, forex crisis and liquidity issues in key markets of Asia and Africa. Moving on, the DNS allowance rate for central government employees is expected to cross 50% or even more by January 2024. The rate of DA is currently decided by the recommendation of the 7th Pay Commission. The previous pay commission had also recommended that future pay revision should be done when DADR reaches 50% or more than the basic pay to neutralize the impact of inflation. However, according to Finance Ministry, there is no such proposal under consideration for the constitution of the 8th Pay Commission. In the past also, the government has denied considering any proposal to constitute the 8th Pay Commission. In the share market, ICICI Securities has downgraded Yes Bank stock to sell from reduce with an unchanged target price of Rs 14, expressing concerns over the bank's weak fiscal first quarter results and ongoing pressure on its core profitability. ICICI Securities, in a research note, highlighted multiple factors contributing to the downgrade, including muted business growth, a sequential decline in net interest margin, an increase in slippages and net non-performing assets (NPAs), as well as a drop in provision coverage ratio. The brokerage remains apprehensive about the bank's muted operating earnings, projecting only a gradual improvement going forward. This is attributed to the relatively higher gestation period of retail businesses and fierce competition within the sector. In the crypto world, IslandPay is the latest company to enter the market on Tuesday, launching a digital wallet in Latin America and the Caribbean that will use Circle's USDC stablecoin as its primary currency. Called Cinco, the wallet will be available in more than 30 countries, letting users fund prepaid cards, transact with merchants, and make peer-to-peer payments, even if they don't have a bank account. IslandPay Chief Executive Officer Richard Douglas said, quote, "Our goal is to continuously look for ways to advance financial inclusion in the region and enhance financial experiences for both the unbanked and banked populations," unquote. The Bahamas-based fintech company and payment platform isn't alone. Dozens of crypto wallets and cross-border payment systems already exist. Lastly, let's see how the share market performed today. Domestic indices ended Tuesday's session flat. The NSE Nifty 50 rose 8.25 points or 0.04% to close at 19,680.60, while BSE Sensex dipped 29.07 points, or 0.04%, to 66,355.71. In sectoral indices, Bank Nifty fell 78.05 points, or 0.17%, to 45,845. Nifty FMCG tumbled 0.86% and Nifty PSU Bank tanked 1.46%, while Nifty Auto soared 0.95%, Nifty Metal surged 2.94%, and Nifty Pharma gained 0.36%. The top gainers on Nifty 50 were Hindalco, JSW Steel, Tata Steel, Ultratech Cement, and NTPC, while the losers were Asian Paints, ITC, Larsen & Toubro, Britannia, and Kotak Bank. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.